looking bad out there in the streets. They should have freed her a long time ago. Change the rule. If this is not the time, there's no better time than to swallow your pride and change the goddamn rules, women's NCAA. Because now we have a torn ACL. A torn ACL. Now, granted, a couple of days ago, my UCLA Bruins women's had a battle with Richmond University. Battled that out, won. They got Ole Miss next, right? We could possibly have a dream matchup in, what is it? Is it the Sweet 16? It's either the Sweet 16 or the Elite 8 that UCLA and USC can meet up. But no Juju. And it ain't even, what was it, last year? Last year we had bought tickets. Me and my daughter was supposed to go see Juju play against UCLA at Pauley. We bought the tickets, and the person that was selling the tickets never released them. I'm thinking they end up either going to the game or they end up selling it to somebody else. Because there was nothing for the person to do. I forgot the guy's name, but he was trying his best. I ended up getting my money back. But that was the one. I was upset because I was going to be, I wanted to see that game. I'm a huge fan of Juju Watkins. She's from the city. I represent. She represent West Coast Bias. And now they had, you know, they had a matchup against Mississippi State. Stolen Rock, fast break. She's in between two defenders. The defender on her left side, closest to the basket, leaned in a little bit, causing her to fall. If you watch it, they have two angles that I've seen. They have the side angle, which you really can't tell. And then they have the baseline angle. And you can see her knee buckle and turn inward. Yeah, it did look bad. She was definitely, you could see she was in pain. And she had to get carried off the court. We got the message about 20 minutes later after the injury. 20 to 30 minutes later after the injury, she tore her ACL. That's a whole year. Like, and we're upset, especially the group chat. She was supposed to be in the league. She was supposed to go to the league with Caitlin Clark. That's a fact. But because of NCAA rules, Juju had to go back to school. Whack. We're missing out on greatness. Yeah, I don't know what to say. I'm pretty sad. Like, we're missing one of the best competitors in the game. You know, so it sucks, dog. I was looking forward to that. Not only that, Fox Sports in the Fox Sports fashion. Shout out to Jay Bizzle, 12 Cal. I know y'all seen this. They put out their daily ranker top 10. All-time women's college basketball players, Fox Sports. At number 10, Lynette Woodard. She played for Kansas between 78 and 81. Asia Wilson, South Carolina Gamecocks, 2015 and 18. A lot of familiar faces. Candace Parker, 06 to 08, Tennessee. Brittany Griner, 2010-13. Maya Moore, UConn, 08 to 11. Shaniqua Hosclaw, Tennessee, 96 to 99. Cheryl Miller, 83-86 SC. Diana Taurasi, 01-04. UConn, Kaylin Clark at number 2, 21-24. And then number 1, Brianna Stewart, UConn, 03 to 16. I replied to this tweet and said, initially I thought this was it. Well, I still do. I think this was race bait. Knowing damn well, when you look at this list, all these players are great. And I do believe Caitlin Clark, at the end of the day, should be at least in the top five. Top two is wild, but not far-fetched. She was a very dominant player in college. It looked like she's on her way to doing that in the pros, but, you know, better, more efficient, stronger competition at the end of the day. But having her at number two, that's debatable. Having Candace Parker that low, Asia Wilson that low, ugh. I like the list, but they know damn well Breonna Stewart is not number one. We're not doing that one. We're not doing that one. Shaniqua Holzclaw was, when you want, she was definitely the closest thing to Kobe Bryant as far as the woman version. So no, if I had to rearrange this one, goddamn, Maya Moore had game though too. Godly, and then we can't forget about Lisa Leslie. Nah, man, I can't rock with that one. Not at number one. But if I had to stay with inside this list, I'm probably going Cheryl Miller. Probably Cheryl Miller or Shaniqua Holzclaw at number one. I'm doing that. I'm saying that. I'm doing that one. I can't remember the guard from Notre Dame, the cute one. I cannot remember her name right now. But she, I wouldn't give her top 10, though. That's for sure. No, not top 10. It's pretty sad, even though, like I said, my Bruins did move on to the next round. As far as women's. Men's, we lost to Tennessee. God damn, them niggas was shooting our lights out. Just wasn't our year. We got to get back to that recruiting class heavy. But as far as women, they, you know, they keeping us alive right now. We have there's a possibility that we can meet up in a tournament against SC. That's going to be a phenomenal matchup, but not as phenomenal as it could have been if Juju was there. But I can't, at the same time, I'm like, she shouldn't have been there to begin with. She should have been in the league. She should have been completing her first season in the league. But now she had to come back to college. That shit is so weak. We're on a losing streak. Bron just came back. Luka just came back. Hey, Bronny against the Bucks some games ago. Ended up dropping, about 17? Pretty impressive. Got, about 30 minutes of playing time. He just broke a G League record. I don't know if it's a personal record or a record in general. But he dropped 39 tonight in the G League. So he's been going back and forth, you know, as you all know. But he seems to be putting up those niggas that y'all said should have got drafted over him. He's killing them niggas right now. You know, and I'm not one of them to say, hey, back off, Bronny, and show no special treatment. At the same time, I do get it. Like, at his position, he's gonna have a uphill battle because he's an undersized guard, period. You know what I mean? So even if they put him at the two, man, they gonna, you know, them two guards and the point guards, you already know. But he's been taking the criticism pretty well. I mean, this is the first time we've seen him bark back, you know, telling a fan that his chain is fake. And yeah, we love it. Say, talk your shit. They can't say nothing back as far as material things, because we know y'all got the finest over there. Y'all getting free Nike shit. And I'm pretty sure y'all jewelry is real. But, yeah, I think we talk about the Stephen. I mean, Stephen A is a weirdo, bro. Ain't nobody doing all that. JJ, we got to get it together. We got to get our troopers, which, you know, playoffs is around the corner. And I don't know if we're losing some of these games. Some of these games are close. We just recently lost to Orlando. Close game for most of the game, and we just let it go. But we've been on some slick little losing streaks. You know, when once Brown went down against Boston, you know, it was on Luka to hold his own. But Luka ended up playing a couple of games and then sitting out a game. Rui's back. Reed's been doing his thing. We got to get this together. I'm not too stressed or oppressed about it. And it's, like I said, to me, honestly, it doesn't matter where you get ranked in the Western Conference. Although I did want that second. I wanted that second spot, though, because I thought it was an achievement for JJ. I was listening to What Up, Though podcast, and they're Detroit Pistons fans. And they were saying how they feel like they don't think it, you know, there's not another coach that comes close to being mentioned with Coach of the Year outside of the Pistons. I disagree. I will agree that Detroit probably has the front runner right now because they're doing better than expected. At the same time, we got a rookie head coach, you know, so with the Lakers and doing what he got to do with that particular vehicle, yeah, true indeed. He got, you know, a Hall of Famer, maybe a future Hall of Famer, two. Great supporting cast, you know what I'm saying? And fans is second to none. So playing inside that Staples Center is wild. You figured, hey, man, yeah, let's give it to those guys, the lesser guys. And I'm like, nah, I think Detroit don't really have to say much. Yo, we're playing better with less. You know, like, we've gotten better since last year. A lot. To where they have a winning record. The Detroit Pistons have a winning record. So you've got to respect it. No matter if I'm telling the truth. No backhand compliment. That's very impressive. It'd be interesting to see what happens in the playoffs. Because if you really think about it, outside of Boston, maybe the Bucks. It's not too many Eastern teams that I'm concerned or worried about. You know what I mean? So Miami is not the same. Philly is definitely a shit show. You know? Basically, you just got to be worried about Boston, you know, for the most part. Boston and the Bucks is always going to be right there. But yeah, I think when it comes to the Pistons, obviously, yeah, turning a franchise around like that is like we haven't seen something turn around that quick in basketball. I can't recall, you know, I looked some stuff up, but I can't recall. In football, we just seen it with the Washington Commanders. I mean, Jaden Daniels, the quarterback that he is, that's all off the strength of him turning that franchise around, you know what I'm saying, and then beating a Super Bowl contender type team. You know what I mean? So shout out to Washington. But yeah, when it comes to us, bro, I think we got to get in. We got to just focus. You know, I think our biggest competitors is going to be OKC, young athletic cats, SGA, lock in for MVP. Off top, we got MVP coming his way. I don't see nobody else coming close to that. Maybe the Joker, but no. SGA has that. He got that in the bag. They very athletic. They quick. They getting around. They got some pieces over there, so it's going to be issues. Outside of OKC, nah, man. I'm not concerned with Houston at all. Not at all. But Houston is a team that you have to recognize. But to me, it's OKC. And then Denver will always be there, too. Playoff Denver is a different, you know, than a regular season. So, you know, we got to keep our ears up on them. We have been punking them. You know what I'm saying? It's been not punking them. It's not like how we've been doing them back in the day where we would, you know, get down with them niggas at all four games. This one's more like it's not gonna be no slapping around anymore. Like, we out here, we chunking them. We fighting because we got a different dynamic now. We don't have the dominant big man in the middle no more. Nope. Pause. We got an aggressive point guard, which we've been asking for the longest. You know, it's just a matter of with any team that makes it to the playoffs, just be as healthy as possible with your main players. So I'm gonna give a special prayer to Juju, man. It's gonna be a journey and a recovery. We got robbed out of seeing greatness when we were supposed to see it. You know, so hopefully they take great care of her. Her rehab, her recovery, her road to recovery starts now. It sucks that she's going to miss the rest of the tournament. And then, obviously, she's going to miss another season. So, it's going to be interesting how this goes. Is she going to come back to college? Or is she? I don't see it. I think this was her last college basketball game, to be honest. I think after this, they're going to find a way to get her to the pros. Yeah, Juju going back to SC, I don't see that shit happening. I don't see that shit happening. Open Road with BTG. Shout out, man. We out of here.